Here, at the center of the galaxy, there are so many bright stars in the sky that the Earth is bathed in perpetual light. It's a stunning location, but it's also mysterious. These stars are not just close together, they're on the move at enormous speeds.
Going to the heart of the galaxy might not be dissimilar to going to an amusement park. The rides are somewhat similar to how the stars orbit the center of the galaxy. 10 million miles per hour compared to, say, our sun is about a factor of 50 times faster. So something has to be going on at the center of our galaxy to make that happen.
The heart of our galaxy lies 26,000 light years away. It's difficult to observe through the vast amounts of stars, gas, and dust. And there's something else which obscures the view: the Earth's atmosphere. By measuring how a laser beam is distorted in moving air, it's possible to compensate for the atmosphere's blurring effect, a process called adaptive optics.
So let me show you an example of how powerful adaptive optics is. The stars that we want to see are the ones that are at the very center. We think the heart of the galaxy is right within the center of this box, which is panned out here. Without adaptive optics, this region looks completely blurry. You don't see the individual stars. With adaptive optics, you see the individual stars.
For 15 years, Andrea has been taking infrared images of the stars at the center of the galaxy to produce an extraordinary time-lapse film.
So if we zoom into the very heart of the galaxy, we can actually see the data that we've taken over the last 15 years. And you can see the stars. You can see the tremendous motion that they've gone through. In particular, SO2, which is my favorite star. Every astronomer has a favorite one. So you can see SO2 goes around. And in particular, you can see as it gets to the center of the frame, it moves much more quickly. So something's interesting as it goes through that region. So putting everything together, all the measurements that we've made, we've been able to make an animation that shows how the stars have moved over the course of 15 years.